Welcome back to Banter or Not. It's your favorite host, Imanula. How is everyone doing? I need to ask, like, hope everyone is fine. I'm so excited to be back, by the way, guys, like, extremely excited. And I missed you all so much. I missed this space. You have no idea how much I have, but I have missed this space. And I'm glad I'm finally back here in this zone and you guys are listening to me. Happy New Year, guys. I wish you guys a happy, happy New Year. I pray and I hope this year brings you so much joy, so much laughter, so much happiness, so much success. Peace of mind, that one is important. I pray this year, I pray all your heart desires, you get it. All what you wish for yourself, I wish it for you too. And I hope everyone is staying safe because Miss Rona is still here, unfortunately. Now that I'm actually saying Miss Rona is still here, I realized that last year, I think when I made the first episode last year, I was still talking about how Miss Rona has decided to take over all our lives and all that jazz, and we hope she goes soon. And unfortunately, Miss Rona is here and she has cousins here now as well. There was Delta, there was Omicron, or should I say Omarion, there's Ihu. So there's like a bunch of them now. She's like taking a back seat, introducing family members. And guys, stay safe. Rona is very, very real. I am a living experience. I had it last year and it ruined my whole Dirty December plan, by the way. Like, my Dirty December literally just crashed in the mud. Fun thing is that I think the first week of December, I was gonna like pre-record an episode and like just for vibes and inshallah, just reminisce on the year and also celebrate Banter Not 1 year anniversary. But unfortunately, I got COVID. And then when I recorded that episode, I was just like, oh, everyone should stay safe. I hope we don't get COVID. I'm glad we've not had COVID for the last 2 years. Nah, nah, nah. And then guess what happens? A week later, I get COVID. Funny things, I keep saying funny things. But I was listening to that recording this afternoon, and then I'm like, oh, wow. The jokes is on me, yeah. It's like Rona was literally just standing in the corner listening to me, like, ah, you've not had COVID in 2 years, yeah? I'm coming for you. And it did come for me, like, really, really good. But I'm glad I had very mild symptoms. And my family really supported me and took care of me. And I was not hospitalized, thankfully. I was taking all my meds, resting as much as I needed to. And, yeah. I'm fine now, obviously. I came out of quarantine, out of isolation on the last day of 2021. That's the 31st of December. So I was able to spend New Year with my family. But obviously Christmas I couldn't, unfortunately. But I wouldn't have it any other way, honestly. I'm just glad that I'm fine. And I hope everybody is staying safe. I hope everybody is fine. Because trust me, I am one of those people who would sanitize, wash their hands, use their mask, keep the distance. But still, there I was with Corona. So it happens to everyone. It can happen to anyone, basically. And don't jinx it. Don't talk about it. The moment you talk about it, trust me, it's going to happen. Don't say, I've not had COVID in the last 2 years. It's going to happen when you talk about it. That's what happened to me. Anywho, like I said, guys, stay safe, keep safe. It's a new year. And this new wave is like seemingly is making the numbers really, really high. And so I really don't know what's going to happen. And 2022 sounds like part two of 2020. Like, at this point, I'm asking myself, when is 2020 going to leave us alone? Because every year keeps coming and it's 2020 rebranding. It keeps coming as a rebranded 2020. Last year also was like 2021. This year to say 2022. Like, what do you want? What do you want from us? You've terrorized us enough. Can't you just leave at this point? But thing is, to be fair, I feel like even if we have like another wave, like a really serious one, like we had in 2020 now, I think we are better informed. I think we are more knowledgeable, more equipped to handle the cases as opposed to last 2 years where nobody even knew what we were dealing with. There was no vaccine, there was no antiviral medicine, there was no proper way to like care for. I remember then if you had COVID, they would come with an ambulance or sanitize the whole building and all that. Now, take the precautions you need to take, get tested, if you're positive, isolate, if you don't have severe symptoms, if you do, you are admitted into the hospital. So like things have changed now, things are different now, and I'm really glad about that. Okay, now I feel like I'm literally talking so much about Miss Rona. I'm not gonna let her take over me this time again, so let her go. But yeah guys, it was never my intention to ghost you guys. I wouldn't have done that. I think it actually started with me having an exam that I needed to prepare for last year. So I took I was gonna take a month or 2 months off to study. And you know when you want to study for an exam, especially me, that I can see my head has like almost emptied at this point. And the last time I entered the classroom or the last time I carried a book that is not fiction to read was six, seven years ago actually. So it was kind of hard for me. I had to put myself in that zone. I had to like mentally prepare myself. So it was more of like wake up, eat, pray, read, sleep, eat, pray, read, sleep. That was what I was doing for like that whole period. Okay, and work obviously. So yeah, work had to like come in, and then I had to like wake up super early, sleep super late, wake up super early. So it was kind of a hassle, but I'm grateful because I actually aced those exams. Not fully aced though, like I'm an FICO. No. At least I got past the pass mark. That's what is important. So yeah, I did that. And then it was hard for me to like actually come out of that mental state. So I was still like doing that constantly, even with work. Like I just wake up, go to work, come back, wake, sleep, like the same thing over and over again, the same routine. And I know that I get bored of routine, but I was so into it that it was hard for me to come out. So when I actually did say that I missed this space, I really did. I mean, I'm glad you guys have not left me alone and you guys are still here. You know, I talk, whether I make sense or I don't make sense, you listen. Either way, I'm glad. I like this dynamic, it's so cool. And there's no judgment here because obviously I'm the only one talking at the end of the day. But yeah, it is what it is. So guys, I promise you, it wasn't an intentional ghosting. And I think by now you should know what I want to talk about. Speaking of ghosting, have you ever been ghosted before? Like, has it happened to you before, or have you done it to somebody before? I'm pretty sure that for every adult, at any point in your life, you may have ghosted somebody or somebody has ghosted you before. I know I've ghosted someone, at least one or two people. And I know at least one or two people have ghosted me in my less than 30 years of living. I'm still less than 30. When I turn 30, you will know. But still now, I'm still in my late 20s, enjoying life, chopping life, you know, relaxing. I'm being taken care of. I said that relaxing properly. I shouldn't have. Relax. Anyway. So yeah, tell me. How did the experience go? Like, what did you think? Was it hurtful? I mean, I feel like the two times that I got ghosted, I was hurt. It hurt me. It really did. And I understand that obviously there are some times when you kind of have to do it because it's just for your own good. But still, I'm okay. Actually, before I go any further, when I'm saying ghosting, I don't necessarily mean dead body or the ghost that is like wearing white on white with like powder all over their face and their body. Those ones from Nollywood. I'm not talking about those ghosts though. When I say ghosting, I basically just mean when you cut somebody or some people off without explanations whatsoever, without giving them a heads up, like you literally just cut communication with them, cut them out of your life. You wake up one morning and just decide to do it. It could have, I don't know, I always say wake up one morning. It can even be afternoon, say maybe you spoke to the person in the morning and the afternoon the person just decides that they don't want to know you anymore and then they're done, but they don't tell you. And so you're like wondering, you're left wondering if it's something you said wrong or something you did, which is very annoying, which is why I'm always like wondering, like, is it so hard for people to actually say, oh, I don't want to talk to you anymore, I'm not feeling you anymore? it's that hard. Like, honestly, it can happen to anybody. It could be your friend, it could be a relationship, it could be from work, it could be like a workplace, it could even be your family. I know family might be quite extreme, but when some things happen, you said, you know, say cutting people off is just necessary. And really, just to explain, I mean, I'm not encouraging it, but sometimes it's necessary. So I'm going to share one experience I had ghosting. It was a talking stage with some guy that really isn't relevant, but just for this topic, I might as well just drag him out of the grief that I've digged him in and then, you know, tell the story. Talking stage, oh, boy like girl, boy meets girl, boy likes girl, girl likes boy too. They start talking, going out on dates, and then just one day, boy decides that he doesn't want to talk to girl anymore. And then you are wondering, like, what happened? What did you do wrong? See, yeah, let's even be honest. That thing can mess with you. It can. Because you would start thinking, you know, left, right, and center. What did I do? What did I say wrong? Like, do you, as a human being, actually think that it's a cool thing to just wake up one morning and say that I'm not talking to somebody again? Like, what is so hard in actually just telling somebody that you lost interest in them? It might seem hard, it might seem harsh, but trust me, it's a lot more better than just making someone to think or feel like they are disturbing you because they are calling you constantly, because they really just want to know what happened, really and truly, like texting, calling, and then you even block them. Trust me, that dude blocked me on social media because I was just like, what happened, man? And you just ghost them for no reason. And I kept on playing and replaying in my head, going through chats. Did I say something wrong? Is there something I didn't do right? Like, what the hell happened? So today, I don't know. This happened years ago, by the way. What the hell happened? But there's just no explanation. You just get ghosted. That's just it. You just don't hear from the person anymore. Like, you never existed. They never existed. Especially when you were at the point where maybe you're starting to build trust with the person, you know, you're gradually getting into the same routine. You think you like each other, but maybe you don't. But people can be very stupid. I mean, if I was even stupid that time, because I was constantly calling and texting, and I didn't even realize I got ghosted. Somebody told me I got ghosted. Because I think I was talking to one of my friends, and I was telling him, like, dude, I've been calling nonstop, you know, texting, like, it keeps ringing, and then it just goes to number busy. So, like, obviously, this is with his phone. And he's like, yeah, with his phone, he's rejecting your calls. That means that you've been ghosted. Like, duh. Is it rocket science? And I'm like, oh. Fun fact, it's from this same stupid dude that I actually learned for talking stages. I didn't even know there was anything like talking stages that existed. I'm a very straightforward person. If I like you, I like you. If I don't like you, I'll tell you straight up. So there's really no unnecessary need for long talk. That's just the way I am. And then I'm just like, I've been ghosted. Like, wow, interesting. I won't even lie. I felt like, I don't know. It was hard for me. Because it wasn't cool. Like, I just think it's quite childish for you to just, you know. I get some people avoid confrontation. I get some people don't want to get into, like, arguments. Oh, honestly, even if that guy had sent me a text telling me whatever the reason was and then blocking me afterwards, I wouldn't have even taken it as bad as I took it. But I was just really confused, honestly. And then the confusion starts. At first, I was even worried. Like, oh, I can't reach this person. and then I got confused, and then from confused I just started getting angry. And then when I found out that I was ghosted, I was super, like, I was even more angry. I was outraged, like, are you kidding me? Are you a child? Can't you talk? Is it really hard for you to, like, just tell somebody that, okay, like, I'm not feeling you anymore, I don't like you as much as you think I like you, or something? That's hard. That's rocket science. Nah, people can be really annoying, really, really annoying sometimes. Yes, I get it. And I'm not trying to sound selfish here, because I understand that really and truly, sometimes people just need to, you know, clear their head. People are in situations where it's really necessary for them to, like, protect their own peace of mind, protect their sanity. And you know me, any day, anytime, anything that has to do with your mental health, your peace of mind, I'm like, do whatever you need to do. Take whatever time you need. Just be better. Like, just take care of yourself and come out strong. I'm always like that. And so, for the longest time, I've always hated people who ghost people, even though I've done it before. When I did it, it was just like, it was somebody who was more like of a user. So this person see me as a very nice person, and so because you feel like I'm so nice, you borrow stuff, you won't return, borrow money, won't return. And it started being like a habit, and then I'm just like, what the hell? Trust me, there's a lot of history there, but I just don't want to talk about it. So I'm like, what the hell, man? And then the person got so entitled to anything that I have and own that it was even hard for me to even use my own money without feeling guilty. That kind of thing. So I just, like, I didn't even block the person. I just really stopped responding to the person's messages, because I'm like, I don't have energy. I really don't have energy to block people, so why block? Just don't respond. Now that I think about it, that's a very mean thing. I was literally just saying, why not tell people how you feel? I actually did tell this person, this is how I feel, but the person still felt like I was being, I can't remember the words the person used. The person said I was being selfish. So I just was like, I don't have energy to argue any further. I already said I don't like drama. So me not liking drama doesn't mean I don't like confrontation, because I will confront you to your face. You need to tell me whatever it is, and I will tell you whatever it is as well. And if I have, for any reason, ghosted somebody, cut somebody off, burned bridges with somebody, best believe that I'm giving that person so many chances. Like, I had given the person 1,001 chances before the person just did something, or just, you know, pulled the last straw, and I was just like, nah, I'm not gonna deal with this anymore. So yeah, I get it. I also get the fact that sometimes, like I said, it's necessary. Recently, I got ghosted by somebody who was like a mentor to me, and that really hurt, because I really didn't know what was happening with this person. I didn't know if this person was fine. I was trying to check up, trying to reach out, but when I found out what happened, it was just like the person really just needed that time to deal with it, mental health issues, because the person had a breakdown, and I felt really bad. And so the person needed that space out of, like, whatever environment that I was in. So it wasn't even about me. It was just that whatever communication I have with this person is centered around something. I just don't want to go into so much detail, because obviously it's about another person's life. And so the person wanted that space, obviously, and I couldn't do anything about it. I couldn't help. I just had to respect that and then just let them go. Whenever they decide that they want to talk to me, if they want to, they will. And if they don't, I still have to respect that, because at the end of the day, they wanted to shut out a particular part of their life, and I was a part of that, even though not directly, indirectly I was a part of that. And so it is what it is. It is what it is. So yeah, before this happened, I had always been like advocate for people who ghost are stupid, including me, considering the fact that I've ghosted people. But when this happened, I realized that it's not black and white. Sometimes people are really, really going through stuff. They're going through life. There's a lot going on. And even that courage, even that strength for them to actually come out and tell you, I'm going through something, I can't talk, is a lot for them. It will mess with them. And you just have to respect them, respect that, and just give them space. They'll reach out to you, or they might not. Now that I'm just thinking about it, I just realized that this person might never be a part of my life anymore, and I kind of have to like accept that. I haven't, because some part of me still feels like they're gonna come back and everything's going to be fine. And another part of me is just telling me right now that might never happen. And I have to deal with it. Ah, Lord, that's insane. But you know, we live in a generation where, or I would say an era, considering the fact that I don't want to be offensive towards the current generation, the Gen Zs. But we do live in an era like whereby the ghosting culture is encouraged. People don't want to have adult communication or conversations. People don't want to, you know, say what's on their mind, because they feel like, oh, they're gonna hurt you in the process. They tell you that this is what's going on, whereas they're just chicken. They don't want to talk because they are chicken. They fear that obviously they talk to you, they just don't have the liver, basically. I can't even find the right word. They don't have the liver. That's it. That's on that. Excluding the people who just need it, obviously, like the necessary situations. But some people really don't have liver. Rather than them come and tell you that, it's like whatever conversation we've been having, I don't want to have it no more. Or for them to tell you that, you know, I was getting to know you, we're getting on a good level, but I really don't think we have that kind of connection. Or, you know, rather than people actually say, you know what, I don't want to contact you anymore, and I don't want you to contact me either. Or they feel like, because honestly, it has happened a couple of times, but there are some people who, they just don't know how to respect people's boundaries, and so because of that, you just decide that you're not talking to them anymore. That happens a lot. And so people like that, if you can easily just tell them like, look, I just don't feel like you respect my boundaries enough, so I'm bouncing. Honestly, it's not that hard. Communication is not that hard. It's just talk. But if you can't do it, good for you. Actually, I take it back. So yeah, if it's in a situation whereby the person needs a mental break, you remind them of whatever it is triggering them not to have that mental break. You kind of need to respect that space, let them go, give them as much space as they want, and just accept that it is what it is. Because truly, it is what it is. But you see, however, if it's a situation whereby it's like a stupid guy or a stupid girl or anybody that is just basically stupid in your life, whether it's one stupid talking stage or one stupid irresponsible something or human being, if they decide to ghost you, or even before they even start ghost you and you see that they're already having ghosting tendencies, before they press that button of ghost them, or if they ghost you first, ghost them back. It's not that hard. You see, trust me, when a person starts the ghosting process, and you start to see the sign, oh, they're not responding to your messages anymore, they're not picking your calls, before they even get to that other level, go to social media and block them everywhere. Block Twitter, block Instagram, block Snapchat, everything, block WhatsApp, block. After you finish blocking, delete their number. I have no password. Delete the damn number and burn that bridge to ashes. Because what did I say? Life did not pass one, my brother and my sister. Life is not more than one. Eh? People are not that scarce in this world. I know people like to think that people are scarce, but trust me, there are like billions of people in this world. So the world does not revolve around one person. If it did, maybe I'd have been a billionaire by now. I would not even be here talking self. But as it is, I'm here. We are here. We are both here. So, this is when it comes to, you just have to be emotionally intelligent enough to spot the difference between somebody who is just BSing and somebody who really, really needs that space. And once you see, you sight that BS, block them, erase them, let them feel it. You feel it, they feel it back. Let all of us be mad together. It's not that hard, is it? Anyway, guys. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of Banter or Not. I remain your loyal host, Imanola. Follow me on Instagram on Banter or Not, BANTROR NOT. If you have any questions, any comments, any suggestions, any table that you want me to shake, send me an email on banterornot@gmail.com. That is BANTROR NOT@gmail.com. This is where I hang my boots and I say bye.